recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Hey, Buzzaboo! Huh? Is that you? Board-certified physician? Drew's eating his breakfast bar.
That's not a
breakfast. Just made of a buffalo.
Almost.
Elk bar. Just
that. That's our Onnit friends.
That was
our. Jordan Harbinger sent me this.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That was one of those.
Hooked on it.
That was one of. When we first met Vinny Tortorich.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, everything in life, all you need to know about life could be summed up into a breakfast bar. Everything.
Yeah.
Every lesson, everything that you want to know or need to know can be covered in this next statement I make about.
I can't wait.
About breakfast bars.
I'm very excited.
Everything.
It will cover every subject. I am so ready.
I want to thank blindsgalore.com. Tell them Adam sent you. ButcherBox.com. Promo code ADS.
Speaking of the elk bars, man.
That's right. And LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam. So, all you need to know about life and about how it works. And by the way, please digest this as quickly as possible so you can get on with your life.
Let's go. So I get on with the show.
When I first met Vinny about 3 years ago, I said, I can do your egg for breakfast routine, but my wife likes the breakfast bars. Mm-hmm. And he said, And I said, yeah. And I think she's eating like the carnation one or the whatever, the fucking big company, big brand, you know, whatever. The junkiest one, I'm sure. Yeah. So I said, but the good news is I have sort of unlimited resources in the breakfast bar department. So if I got to go online or they got to send from Vermont they got to be refrigerated or whatever it is, I want it. But I want a breakfast bar that she can eat that's going to be good for her in the morning, because I think she's got a little leeway move, but she's not doing poached eggs like me every morning. She wants a breakfast
poached
bar.
Poached eggs. Oh, Sir William Carolla.
I have a system.
Oh.
I'll share that with you momentarily.
It's your system or it's Olga's system?
Olga's not there.
Oh.
I'm on my own.
Do you have one of those little... Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll research it a little. And then at some point he said, well, there is one breakfast bar that I will sort of recommend and
we'll sign off on.
And I said, well, that's good news, because Lynette liked at the time the breakfast bars, and I wanted to eat.
All right, and so
healthy breakfast bars.
Oh, I know where we're going. Go ahead.
By the way, this whole conversation is annoying to Lynette, except for I'm not sure why. It's kind of what you're...
The fact that we're talking about it?
The fact that I had to insert myself into this?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the opposite? I don't know. Fucking eat cotton candy for breakfast. I'm going to beat off. Like, what's the opposite of this conversation? By the way,
Your customary response,
have fun spending your own money on your own fucking cotton candy. I don't give a shit. I got my lady friend over here. She's out in my sports car. Like, I know it's annoying, but I am actually attempting to
help.
So, he said, I found the one bar, and I said, good, I'll buy a case of those bars. And, you know, I bought a case of those bars, and it was just basically elk's meat.
Was it this? This is a good one.
But it's literally just meat.
The other thing is they're expensive as hell. That's the one downside.
But they're worth it. That wasn't part of the equation.
Right.
Part of the equation had to be a breakfast bar.
Yeah.
It turns out it's literally just elk's meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
But I think it was like buffalo meat.
Oh.
And
I'll take them. You don't eat them.
This is a long time ago. Drew, what do you? Anyway,
so how do we just slow it down? A little?
Later on, hold on. Later on, somebody recommended something that was sweet and and peanut buttery, and she went with that for 2 years.
Of course.
I kept saying that's not the point. That's not the point. That's just all peanut butter and sugar.
Yeah.
But either way, what is
so? I'm gonna let me see
how do you distill
it
down to life?
Let me if I can take the parable. The parable is you have to pay attention, and nothing that is worth having is necessarily yummy, but it can be good.
You're
nourishing.
You can take all the king's horses and all the king's men and say, summon me a sweet nougaty or peanut buttery or chocolatey or something that would fit my palate. I like something good, sweet,
yummy
in the morning. Go on the internet and search for 1,000 years. Money is no object. It doesn't exist because it can't exist. And the reason it can't exist is because there is no such thing as sweet and delectable and yummy and fruity and good for you.
May I send you a brownie recipe that comes close? It's not – she won't be happy with it. I mean, won't be ecstatic, but it is – because it's made with all kinds of, you know,
but
crazy
she'll just go
flowers.
Out and get regular brownies. It doesn't matter.
She won't do it.
Make the brownies?
Well, Olga can make the brownies. I can send you the recipe.
It's academic. It doesn't matter. But the point is this.
I'm sending it to you.
Don't send it to me. I'm not going to eat your stupid brownies. The point is this.
Sign off.
Here's my point. Right. It doesn't exist.
Not in the way she wants it.
It doesn't exist in the way anyone who wants it wants
it.
Right. And it's not the way she wants it. It's the way I'd want it, too.
Yeah.
I want a fucking peanut buttery bar to eat for breakfast
sure.
with some chocolate around it or some nougat or something. I would love to have a cup of coffee and eat this imaginary bar that doesn't exist mm-hmm. and have it be good for me and my liver. But they don't.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
That's right.
There's one bar you can eat. The bar is basically buffalo that's packed into a bar. It's not even a – I was like – when Vinny recommended the bar, I was like, this is not a breakfast bar. It's a chunk of meat. It was literally like somebody taking – someone going, just taking a bunch of jerky and going, here, eat that for breakfast.
I'm eating it right now. But
well, you're a little different, Drew.
If you'd like to go straight to the source, go to Butcher Box. They deliver 100% grass-fed, healthy, finished beef, free-range, organic chicken, heritage breed pork directly to your door on a monthly basis. This is I got to get I had some interruption in my supply over this. I've got to get it going again. And a special offer until December 1st. New subscribers get $20 off and free bacon for life. This is ridiculous. $20 off for our listeners and free bacon for life just by going to butcherbox.com, clicking the banner, got to enter that code ADS. Taste is unbelievable. Huge difference in flavor between animals raised on pasture and those fed grain and concentrated feedlots. All products humanely raised. Never given antibiotics or hormones, go to ButcherBox. I'm telling you, it's a great deal. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. except Alaska and Hawaii, continental United States. There is no commitment, but I wasn't paying attention. I haven't signed up for long enough. I'm upset that there wasn't a commitment. I want to get it more. I want it longer. December 1st. Until then, $20 off and free bacon for life. Cancel easily anytime. It is ButcherBox.
So the moral is it doesn't exist.
Right.
Not to anyone's
standards.
Well,
yummy. The things that are nourishing are not strictly yummy. That's really the bottom line on this. They just don't exist as yummy.
You can – here's what'll work.
And I think that's globally – when I say nourishing, I mean things that are emotionally nourishing or not, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything in life is this.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as this. Now
– what I used to say under the frame of no free lunch in nature.
Absolutely.
Very similar kind of a 1,000% thing.
1,000% correct.
Yeah.
This one time.
Now?
There is still a version of life where you can get some good Canadian bacon and poach some eggs and enjoy your nutritious meal.
Absolutely. It's more things that are nourishing are fulfilling in a way that yummy isn't.
Right.
Heroin is yummy.
Right. But there is no yummy. And the ones, you know, it's so funny once you hang out with Vinny a little bit where they go, this bar is nothing but dates and boysenberries all dried and mashed in whole peanuts that are dry roasted. There's no artificial anything and there's no whatever. It's like, No good.
Yeah, none of that's any good.
Just too much sugar.
Just sugar. Yeah,
just
sugar. And then the nuts are not the right kind of nuts. Peanuts
or whatever it is. There's a lot of like bars that are that say just dates and walnuts and whatever. And it's like,
just concentrate.
Let's get back to our let's get back to our premise.
Yeah.
If I took this bar and bit into it
without the dates, too.
No, I took the bar and I'd bite into it. I'd go, "Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
I can eat this for breakfast." Oh, this is good. Then the answer is now you can't eat it. It doesn't taste like buffalo. I mean it. It doesn't.
And by the way, what's so wrong with eggs?
I don't know if you have a wiring for something sweet in the morning.
And you know that sweet and carb thing has momentum to it. Once you get hooked in it, it keeps.
Oh yeah, so. you can get off it. But if that's the thing, I have a poacher.
But that thing used to be here. That sort of tray that you put eggs into.
I've gotten a few different ones over the years because they weren't that satisfying.
Mm.
Now I have the one that I crack the egg into the mold, and
is it good?
It works pretty good. It's got a few flaws in its
Why
design.
Why poach? Why just fry it up with some butter? That's more Vinny-esque.
I happen to prefer them this way, although I mix it up. But it's I take they have olive oil spray.
But Vinny wants you using butter.
Well, he doesn't care. I mean, he likes the butter, but olive oil is fine. He likes.
It's fine, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I have olive oil spray.
Okay.
Thank you, Drew. And I spray it into the little mold, and then I crack the egg into it, and then I put the dome on it, and it kind of steams it. It has a weird flaw in its design, which is you pour in enough water to just cook them to a certain range.
Yeah.
When the thing is done, it makes an ungodly noise, like the loudest smoke detector you've ever heard. Mm. And it doesn't stop until you go, like, reset
run
or whatever. And my whole thing is, like, I'll set it, go into the office and answer some tweets. And when you're done, sound off, but then stop.
Yeah.
You have to get up and go tend to it. I'd like to do it on my own time. But anyway, other than that, very doable. And I like the sausage patties.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You a link man or patty man?
I'm a sausage. I like the casing.
Very phallic.
Yeah.
Oh, you like the casing breakfast sausage?
Yeah.
I do too, but I find the breakfast sausage normally is a non-casing.
Often. That's why I look for the ones that have that.
I'll tell you this, Drew. You cooking your own breakfast?
Yeah.
The thing about the sausage patty, very easy to cook because you just flip it over once.
Yeah.
All right.
I would probably even just do it in the microwave.
It's weird. I announced that I wanted sausage patties a month ago, and they've dried up. I can't find them anywhere. They don't have a good, healthy version of them. Nobody makes a high-end version.
Jimmy Dean sausage? Is that a...
They do it.
Yeah.
And if you want some caramel coloring in there, then that's your brand. But that's the only brand available. Right. Can't find. They used to do like a... upper shelf version.
Yeah.
Everything's out of everything all the time now. It's weird. I don't feel like it's that exotic to like Olga will be like, I've been to the Whole Foods, I've been to the Sprouts, I've been to the Gelson's, they don't have it. And I'm like, why? Why not? Why the patties?
Weird.
Not to shit on your point, but we do have a fan coming about a week from now who allegedly is bringing you some sausage patties.
Oh, I shall welcome he or she with open arms. All right. First, let me tell you about LifeLock. For over 3 years, a software vulnerability in the Google Plus social media network gave third-party developers potential access to almost, and I mean almost, just right on the edge of 500,000 users' data, almost 500,000 user data. With your personal info from data exposure, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property. There are so many threats in today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in and steal your identity. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity And devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. It is the best. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions on all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year. Plus, you get a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM for the extra 10% and the $25 Amazon gift card. Terms apply.
All right, Drew, what's going on in your world?
So it's taken me all week. I've been wanting to say this, and it's the beginning of a idea, of a thought, mm-hmm. and I want your sort of take on it. I was at Anthony Scaramucci's book signing later last week.
Mm-hmm. The Mooch.
The Mooch. I've become sort of friendly with him, and you know, nice guy, interesting guy. And his wife's a super liberal. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And they have no problem. He's very conservative. She's very liberal. And in walks Ann Coulter and Bill Maher, like practically arm in arm. And I thought, well, they get along fine. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. I don't know anybody that doesn't get along that has differing points of view. We all kind of certainly get along and share our ideas. It's the media. It starts on cable news where you feel like the world is falling apart, and then it's amplified on social media. But if you took away what was going on in cable news and social media, what's actually going on in the world, not that big a deal. It's not that kind of acrimony unless you're going to a demonstration or something. But of course, the media brings those right to your face. You know, you don't have to be around those. You don't necessarily see that. And those are few and far between. Do you think that most of what we think of as the unraveling and the tribalism and the conflict, most of it is just something that's happening on cable news, and it's not as bad as it seems?
Yes, I believe that. I believe.
I would argue California is kind of an exception because things are just a mess here. But people aren't arguing; they're just things are falling apart, and these guys are doing a bad job, and that's that. But there's nobody.
Well, I've always kind of said that about like sexism and racism. Like, I don't know anybody's a racist. I don't know anyone's been a victim of racism that's a contemporary of mine. If you talk to Lynette and ask her if she's ever been oppressed or held, you know, because she's a woman and this and that, she just go no. Like I have a couple of thoughts.
Yeah, and we interact with lots of people in lots of places.
One is, as I've always said, you can look at all the overnight ratings you want. Your show is a success when you walk through an airport and people yell, "Hey, man, show!" You know,
right.
That's how you know people have seen your show.
Right.
You can go, "We're number two in the demo, 18 to 34 overnights." You know, we beat our lead in. By 0.7, you know, you can say and spin, you can spin whatever you want to spin. But until you like walk through the airport and someone yells, "Where's Dr. Drew?" actually, or "Where are the juggies?" Then you've penetrated. There's something there.
Yeah, you're in the vapor.
So we live in a world that is constantly telling us that the killer bees are coming from Mexico.
Right.
They've come from Central America. They started in South America. They made their way through Central America. Right. Now they're coming through Texas. And it's like, I don't know anyone who's ever been attacked by a killer bee. And then they go, "Oh, yeah? There was a farmer in Waco who..."
Hey.
And you go, okay, but that's still not really resonating with me. Like, I don't.
What's weird to me is we do have a thing burgeoning with this typhus epidemic. I saw a case on Wednesday. Here we go. And yet they make nothing of that because it doesn't serve a politically expedient story. And
right. So when you're trying to explain to me what a misogynistic rate, you know, whatever, or like you go, like, "And a world where people are scared of people who look different than them." And it's like, I've never seen that. I don't see it. My kids, everyone showed up for Halloween the other week. Black kid, Asian kids, Indian kids, my kids. Nobody's scared of anybody, and nobody looks different. They all look different, but nobody cares. I have no thoughts on it. I don't know anyone who has any thoughts on it. I know people who make jokes. I know people who say things that would get them fired if they worked for a major network, but they do it with no malice. They do it to usually get a rise out of somebody around them or make a joke. I don't know anybody who thinks women can't do the job or should be held down. I don't know any of this. I don't see any of this. I see people who are trying to do the best by their family, sort of pay their taxes and go to work. I don't see a bunch of hate mongers and white supremacists. I don't see any anti-Semitism. I hear people like Dennis Prager all the time go, look, I'm a Jew. I'm 70 years old. I don't experience it. Not in this country. I just don't experience it. Now, you saying, well, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, is an answer, but not really, because if it's not experience, everything happens at some level, on some level. There is no such thing as there is no fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. There's something for everything, mm-hmm. and it happens. So if I can, if you can, if we can, if we can wrap our minds around that there is some fill in the blank of all things that are negative, like killer bees and misogyny and all this stuff, and that it exists and that it probably always will exist to some degree on some level,
yes.
In every nation, some nations more, us less. It's the other thing I think I'm always saying is like, you know, we're anti-Semitic or whatever. Compared to who? What nations? Who are we talking about? Where do we rank on that? And also, there's very interesting things. I'm also a rubber meets the road guy, which is, I was listening to a study and they said there were like, you know, there were, the Anti-Defamation League said that there was, 1,400 reported accusations or reported accounts of
hate crimes.
And I go, oh, that sounds like a lot. And then they go, with 18 physical assaults, you know, and you think, so you have a country of 330 million people, and these were 18 assaults. And by the way, this is a group whose livelihood is based on counting hand on a shoulder. Hey, Jew, you can't cut in line. That's an assault. As long as they're counting assaults because they're trying to pad their assault.
I saw some of the data this morning. More than half of them were anti-Semitic attacks. More than half.
Well, then they also go, and also their attacks on campus. And you're thinking, on campus? What does that even mean?
What was that then? Yeah.
That's probably more Muslim groups on Israel than, you know,
yeah.
white gun-toting, you know, Ted Nugent
yeah.
types. But either way, here's the world I like to live in. I'd like to live in a world where there were zero attacks.
Of any type. Yeah.
And in this particular case, anti-Semitic attacks. But living in a world that's filled with different people, different religions, different ways of looking at life, painkillers,
yeah.
booze,
meth,
and shotguns,
yeah.
and
childhood trauma,
crossbows, and yeah. childhood trauma. I'm going to look at the 18 physical assaults on people of the Jewish persuasion. It's pretty good. Maybe we can get it down to 15 next year, but not going to call that an epidemic. And if you showed me a nation, and you can pick the nation that said they're anti-Semitic, there are almost 20 physical assaults out of a group of over 300 million people, I'd go,
not bad.
Not too shabby. I'm not going to go ahead and just label them anti-Semitic. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. The news is
the problem.
Is the problem. Yeah. I agree.
And they're caught in this death match with Trump, who is part of the mix in this.
Yep.
And that's making us feel like we're in way worse off than I think we suspect we are.
Well, it's making a lot of the guys that are wired like ladies.
They're looking at me.
Think about how you cross your legs, Drew.
You looking at me?
Just picture you crossing your legs.
That's how I like to cross my legs, man.
Okay.
You cannot judge.
I cannot. I'm saying...
It keeps my back straight. It hurts my back if I do it any other way.
The dudes that I know that are wired like dudes, they don't seem interested in most of this.
Most of the media craziness?
I really...
Most of them don't have to do a podcast and a radio show and stuff like that, too, though.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're talking about it.
My lady. Hey, no, I'm talking about
it. You know that giant knight, that blonde chick in this in Game of Thrones? That's me.
That's you.
Right. Blinds galore.
Mm.
If you feel like just lowering the blinds and hiding out, these are your guys. High-quality, custom-built blinds and shades. Exactly what you want. Nothing made until you order it. Blinds Galore does one thing, and they do it better than anyone else. They create 100% custom window treatments built to your precise measurements, down to every little detail. And the reason they get it right is they help you all along the way. Over 2 million windows and counting, 15 years of experience. They are the blind experts. No stress. Save a ton compared to the big box stores. And you do everything at blindsgalore.com right from home. They give you samples. The shipping is free. They have expert advice. They help you with the measurements. They just make it easy. This is what they do, and they aim to please. With selling blinds and shades, they have mastered the art of helping you create the perfect window covering. Right, Matt?
That's correct. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the designer window coverings you've always wanted without the designer price tag. Go check out blindsgalore.com. Let them know Adam sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
Yeah, I do talk about this stuff a lot,
and
I think about it a lot. But I look at myself as an observer and not really a participant. I find myself just sort of watching people and how they react and being kind of confused and amused. Commused?
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that, because I was feeling affected by it. I was getting depressed a little bit. And now that I've stepped out, I went, hey, wait a minute. It's not in my real world at all. It's all on the cable news thing.
You know, last week, somebody did something that I thought was very good. And I think it's a way of could alleviate a lot of tension and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I am...
You talking about masturbating again?
Friends with Brian Koppelman. Mm. He does Billions on Showtime and Rounders and Ocean's 13, blah, blah, blah. Very good man. And we're pretty much on the opposite side of many issues politically. And we're very friendly, and we're trying to work on a project together. And now the thing that I always find interesting about, I think I was talking about on my show, if you took Koppelman politically, put him on one time, and you took Ben Shapiro and you put him on the other side, I said, follow him around for 1 week with a clipboard. You tell me Republican or Democrat.
Right.
See him raise their kids.
Right.
See him hug their kids. See him kiss their kids. See him hug their wife, kiss their wife. See them.
It's a great point.
Go to work, take the garbage out, say hi to their neighbors. You don't see him riding around flicking cigarette butts into dry brush, you know, kicking a stray cat as they're walking.
Or swinging at people who have differing points of view or are engaging in fights.
No, you would watch them. You would observe them. And you'd go, those two guys, they're basically the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're just guys. They pay their taxes. They seem to be hardworking. Mm-hmm. They get up in the morning. They go to work. They come home. They have dinner with their kids. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Seem to be family-oriented. Seem to be interested in education. I see them doing the homework with the kid or making sure the kid gets off to school, blah, blah, blah. Seem to be sort of civically minded. They're taking care of their neighborhood and their community. And they're not going running over church lawns and doing donuts. And you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't know who they were. You wouldn't know where they were politically. You'd go, hey, look, whatever they are, give me more of them. That's what you would say. Right?
That's hate.
So first things first, these people are living the same lives.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I get it.
And he said something interesting, though, that somebody tweeted and was like, he tweeted something out that somebody tweeted like, oh, I'm done with Carolla and his partisan politics or whatever. And he said, Carolla's a good guy. But the thing I found interesting about it, and everyone could take away this, he said, we disagree on some issues. Some. Because I feel like there's way too much. We disagree on all issues.
We have to disagree on everything. Yeah, we have to. You're a racist, and that's it. You need to be dehumanized.
And obviously, that's part of the plan to get votes. But the notion of Ben Shapiro and Brian Koppelman, if you laid out 20 major issues, I bet they'd be simpatico on 8 to 12 of them. So what do you mean we totally disagree?
Right.
It's kind of a weird. Right.
And that's to my point. And I think it's something fabricated out of a commercial enterprise that's designed to capture your eyes that isn't reflecting reality.
I agree with that.
Yep.
All right. Somebody's got a question on CBD oil.
Let's talk to him.
Justin, 37, New York.
Man show. I feel threatened.
Yeah, I feel threatened by the man show.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Going on?
Really love you guys. Listen,
thank you.
Sharp for the racket, if there's any racket. I'm in a steakhouse over here. But nice. I saw the tweet, so I thought I'd call in, since Drew sent out tweets and like three people call in. A lot of childhood trauma from Boston. So that's another whole other thing. But anyways, my therapist said should relax on the drinking to process emotions, this and that. So I did that for about a month. And it went fine, but I'm not really, I think I'm an adult child of an alcoholic, whatever it is. And it's like
CBD, your connection is a little rough. CBD.
So the question, could CBD be helpful for him?
How does one ingest CBD?
There's various ways. Oils, and there's lotions, there's all kinds of things. But I will tell you that there are psychiatrists that have some experience with using it for anxiety. And that might be something for you. That's a reasonable option. But you want to make sure a doctor manages it, not you. You're a complicated case. You have childhood trauma. You have this sort of anxiety disorder, PTSD. You got some momentum with alcohol. We don't really know yet. You know, in your particular case with your genetic heritage of alcoholism, would this necessarily be the right thing? But the fact that you're in therapy and you're aware that childhood trauma is a major issue, this is all very positive stuff. So just, you know, maybe go see a psychiatrist there and bring that up as a possibility, but don't do it on your own. Don't do it on professional supervision.
All right. November 30th, Anaheim Grove coming up this November or this month, the 30th. Rob Riggle, live podcast over there. Go to Corolla Drinks. I had a Lynette over there. Go to AdamCarolla.com and find some cool merch. Say hi to our friends over at Podcast One every Wednesday. Life Reboot. You can check out that pod at Podcast One. Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com. Me and Kat Timp on the Dr. Drew podcast. Also, sign up for the contact list and get our email chain. We'd love to have you and ask your questions there. We'll show up on our various podcasts.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV. Stick around for the AP News.